الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته ليوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We come to the important class again. We need it to speak about علم الفرائد, the law of the inheritance, which Allah تبارك وتعالى described for all of us in the book of Allah in Surah An-Nisa. And after we learn how much the portion for every family members who deserve inheritance, Allah, after He described clearly in the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى that every person from the inheritors, he has like a portion to take. So Allah, He ended the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the ayah number 12. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ. مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ. So before we distribute, if the deceased person, he passed away, first before we distribute the money between the family members, we have to look for two. First, before you touch the money, everyone, most of us, we leave and we left a property and we left the assets. Before we take in this property and asset and they distribute it to the family member, those who deserve the portion of the inheritance, such as the children, if he has children, his parents, his wife, you understand? So if there is no children and they have a brothers and sisters, after we describe it clear in our classes before Ramadan and after, so we found that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command us, before you touch the money, to distribute, min ba'di wasiyatin yusi biha aw dayn. After we look first, did he leave any wasiyah? Wasiyah means bequest. Any written will or any written bequest, we have to look for it. أو دين, or there is a loan, or there is a debt against the person who passed away. So we have to look for these two. وصية or دين. وصية mean after a written will to describe who can take the portion or to describe some of his money to give it away for somebody after him. And we said before here clearly, as we're going to explain from the ayah, that you don't have to distribute in your wasiyah, in the written will, how much portion or how much percentage for every child. It's written already. You don't need it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He said, after you look first, before He distributed the money or the assets and the property between the inheritors, you have to look for these two condition: wasiyah, a bequest, written will, who deserve the money. If we open the wasiyah and we said, I have to give to my mother so and so, I give to my father so and so, I give to my child, we don't take this at all. This is not, you cannot make the law over the law of Allah. Allah, He described it in Surah An-Nisa. So the wasiyah here, somebody else, such as he has a sister and she's not allowed to take some part of his money or assets, she's poor, he has his nephew, he go to the college, whatever it is, and he need to contribute, he has actually money, a certain amount to contribute to the hospital, to the orphan place, to the Quranic class, so and so. But it should be according to the law of Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command us, before we distribute the money between the inheritance, we have to take for two things. What is that? Wasiyah and what? Ad-dayn. Dayn, it means the debt. Clear? Time. For example, a dead person, he passed away, left $10,000, and he has $2,000. And the wasiyah, as we explained before in our classes, it should be not more than what? One what? One third. Jazakallah khair, Sa'd. It shouldn't become more than one third of the total assets and property. You are not allowed, because we have a lot of disease in the community. Oh, I give a written will after him. I give my daughter half of the property, or my son Ahmed or Muhammad Dawan, he disobeyed me, nothing for him, zero. You understand? There's a lot of punishment. I have cases like this. People came from Queen and he told me, the father, my father, he has a two building, and he already described who deserved it. Astaghfirullah, in this haram, you are not allowed to describe the percentage, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he did it already. So you cannot make it, and he said you change the percentage or the portion for each between the family members, you are not allowed. My son is so and so. We don't have this at all. At all. We have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So $2,000 he left is not third. Out of the $10,000 is not third. He's right. Okay. $2,000 wasiyya. A written will to my sister, orphan place, hospital, whatever it is, we take it. And $1,000, he owes somebody with the $1,000. And we clear it before the Prophet ﷺ, he never pray Salat al-Janazah unless he ask, هَلْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيكُمْ مِنْ دَيْنِ, your brother owe money for somebody? قَالُوا نَعَمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, go to his family member and ask them to pay for it. So the family member are poor. So what do we have? The Prophet ﷺ, he told the Muslim jama'ah, سِدُّ الدَّيْنَ عَنْ أَخِيكُمْ, pay the debt for your brother or his loan before he prays Salat al-Janazah. That's why it's very dangerous. Very dangerous to owe money and you don't write it. You have to all the time write it down. Now, we have to take it away before. So we put $2,000 for wasiyah, $1,000 for loan. So we take it out from the $10,000. The $7,000 we start to distribute it to Abrashid. Not to distribute first between the inheritors, and then after that you look for the debt. What about if after I distributed and I found out that somebody show up after we buried him, and they distributed the money. He show up, he said, you know, he owe me, like your father owe me 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, whatever it is. So what we should, after we distribute, where are we going to get the money from? What are you going to do? How we make a solution for this? You're going to collect it again from the inheritors. After you distribute it, and there is no money left to pay the debt, and the person he bring a proof and evidence, so we found out we have to take it back from them, and we distribute or recalculate it again, the wasiyah, or the earth, the percentage. Now, الوصيّة لها شروط صحة وشروط نفاس ولها حكم ومقدار. Three conditions in order to talk about wasiyah, the bequest or the written will, you have three conditions. Number one, شروط صحتها, the condition to be valid, or the right wasiyah. What it should be, there is a condition for this wasiyah. Not anybody can do whatever he like. La, there is a condition for that. In order to write a written will, after you die, we open it and we start to follow or to fulfill with your covenant. So what we have to do, there is a condition for that. Number two, شروط النفاس. In order to make this wasiyah valid, we have to go and study and to make it valid. Because sometimes you have like difficulties. Sometimes you have like somebody block you. Somebody, so we have to make a sure, and I'm going to tell you about it. And then what is the actually the percentage of wasiyah? There is a condition. Let's we talk about the first one. Al-ulama qalu, in order to have the right condition for the wasiyah, we have to two conditions. Two conditions we have to, in order to accept the wasiyah, it is the wasiyah according to Islam, it is a wasiyah according to Sharia, we have two conditions in order to be accepted. What is the two conditions of Rashid? Number one, al-aql. To have complete brain, healthy brain. Al-aql. وَالْحُرِّيَّةِ, and to be in freedom. What does that mean? What does that mean? Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا وصية لمجنون ولا وصية لسكران. Somebody is drunk, you cannot accept any wasiyah or bequest or any written will from him.
Somebody lost his brain already. He's in a hospital. He became an old man. And so on and so. And he doesn't know actually what he does. So right away, exactly while he is in sick in mind, he took a piece of paper and he started. Sometimes they make a plan. Write it down here and so on. They let him write down and he take his fingerprints and put it. Here is the father. Look what did he say. Look what he said. Have 50% for his daughter. 50% for his brother. Whatever it is. So we said what? لا وصية. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا وصية لمجنون. مجنون it means crazy. Lost his mind. ولا لمهلوس. Somebody actually sometimes is good and somebody sometimes is bad. He is nothing, is out of control. He doesn't recognize, he doesn't concentrate. So we cannot take any accepted any wasiyah from such kind of people like that. You cannot do that at all. Or somebody he lay down, he's in the death process. As you know, in the death process, we don't have a complete mind. We don't have, because sometimes the people feel in coma and wake up. Feeling coma or they suffer from the process of death. There is a death approach to the person, and then after that, when you are in this situation, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala make it easy for us when we meet Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Tulul al-rawh, the rawh when it's come from the body, it's very difficult. Had a stubborn of pain, very tremendous pain. So we cannot take anyone actually who's in this state, he's dying, or he's exactly suffering from the process of death, then after that, we take in the wasiyah from him. You cannot do that. Or freedom. Number two condition, the freedom. As you know, al-abd laysa lahu wasiyah. Al-abd, the servant, the slave, you cannot accept any wasiyah from him. Why? Because his money belongs to who? To his sayyid, his master. To his sayyid. That is actually also a formula in Islam. Five. حكم الوصية. What is the rule and the condition for the wasiyah? Is it wajib? That's mean obligation. Or this is mustahab? It is desirable. Mandub. Call it mandub. Mandub means it's desirable. Which one is right? Al wasiyah is Allah when He ended the ayah, after Allah distributed all the percentage or the portion between the inheritors, Allah ended the ayah. Remember in Surah An-Nisa, مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْدَيْنِ. After a wasiyah, he bequested it after he died, or after he recommended after he died. So wasiyah, he mentioned it in the Quran. This is obligation, or this is mandub, a desirable. The ulama divided, to answer your question, ulama divided to two groups. The first group of ulama, like Al-Imam Zuhri Wal-Imam Ata' both of them from At-Tabi'een, scholar from At-Tabi'een, second generation after the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Imam Zuhri great scholar Ata' Rahimahullah, they said it is wajib. Some of the ulama also agree with them. They said it is obligation, the wasiyah. So what's that exactly? What's your dalil? He said, two dalil. And you know, before I go for the dalil, if you said wajib, it means obligation, meaning if you do it, you will be rewarded. And if you don't do it, you will be what? Guilty. You will be what? Guilty. Al-mandub, al-mustahab, the desirable or the desirable one, or mandub, mustahab. So what does that mean? If you do it, you will be rewarded. If you don't do it, you are not a sinner. Like we said in our classes before, even in Salah, the ulama divided in the Sunnah of Salah, the Sunnah Mu'akkada. It is wajib, obligation, or it is mandub, desirable. You know, in Fiqh Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said it's wajib. But the other majority of the ulama said, no, you cannot make it wajib. Somebody entered the masjid, he found the salah in Zuhr, and he missed the four rak'ah for Zuhr, or two rak'ah, with a different opinion. And if he did not pray this four rak'ah before Zuhr, if you say it's wajib, if you will do it, You will be rewarded. If you don't do it, if it's wajib, it will be what, ya Abd al-Rashid? Sinner! Guilty! Guilty means you deserve a punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, the majority of the ulama said, no, even the sunnah of salah, it is desirable, highly recommended to do it. To do it in order to gain, but don't make it obligation, because if it will be obligation, and you don't do it, you will be what? Punished. So that's why, the same thing here. The ulama said, first group of ulama, before you leave, they divide, the ulama divided to two sections. They said, wajib. Wasiyya wajib. You have to make wasiyya. For two, and they, their dalil, two conditions. The first group of ulama, those who said what? Wajib. Wasiyya. The first dalil for them, said ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين حق على المتقين. What does that mean? The meaning translation. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah كتب عليكم, it has been prescribed for you, for upon you. إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, if anyone will be approached by death, إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ, if he has money, if he has assets, if he has property, خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ, it's mean the bequest, لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, to the parents and to the relative. Allah said that, حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ, it is right over al-muttaqeen to do that. So they bring the dalil from Surah Al-Baqarah. We're going to have a comment of this. Number two, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith akhrajahu Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda al-hadith Ibn Umar fi al-Bukhari sahih al-Bukhari. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma min muslimin lahu shay' yusifi له شيء يوصي فيه يبيت ليلتين إلا ووصيته عنده. Or the other رواية, the other story of the hadith, ما من امرئ مسلم له شيء يوصي فيه لا يبيت ليلتين إلا ووصيته عنده. Meaning, there is no any right for any Muslim to sleep at two nights unless he is written will or written bequest to be on his house, it's mean over his head. So this is the hadith sahih al-Bukhari, he mentioned it. There is no any Muslim to believe la ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he has something to give or he has something to write. It's mean to recommend certain people to get some of his money or his assets after he die. There is no any permission for him to sleep at two nights without what? A written will, without wasiyya. So the ulama, they take it, the first group of ulama, they said it is obligation. Allah, he mentioned in the Quran, and Allah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, not allowed for any Muslim to sleep at two nights unless the wasiyya, written wasiyya, to be left in his house. Second group of ulama said, no, it is not obligation. Again, the ulama all the time, they argue about this area. Like I told you, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, sunnah as-salah is obligation. That's why the people actually feel to be considered obligation. But obligations mean, if you don't do it, you will be what? Punished. So the question here in this case, because what is the ulama said? It's the same thing seen like the ayat siyam, the fasting. Allah, he said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, the fasting was prescribed, it became a command upon you, and it was prescribed for those who were before you. So it said, Allah, he mentioned in both of the ayah, when Allah said it was the fasting was prescribed for you upon you, as it was prescribed for those who were before you. Same thing in this ayah. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت. It was written, it was command upon you. If any one of you will be approached by death, إن ترك خيرا الوصية. If he has money or he has something to inherit, so he has to write a written will before he dies. Second group, they said no. What does the second group say? If you need to know, you are avoiding. You see me, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, and to go through. And this is the dalil for the second group of ulama. They said, no, it is not wajib, the wasiyah, to write a will. But what about the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not permitted for any one of you to sleep without a written will, a written wasiyah? What are you going to do? They said, still, the hadith under the category of mandub, desirable, is not an obligation, and they have the link to. And also the ayah, what are we going to do with the ayah from the book of Allah? Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, it was prescribed upon you, command. If anyone will be approached by death, he will have what? Al-wasiyah, has to leave a written will. Between this and this, we go in to give you the conclusion tomorrow, if Allah give us life. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach all of us. اللهم تقبلنا وقبل منا واجعلنا سربا لمن اهتدى. اللهم تب علينا وتب على التائبين أجمعين. ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم لا تتركنا للضلال بعد أن هديتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب عز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين وأهلك الكفرة والمشركين. اللهم يا رب بفضلك الذي أنعمت علينا يا رب العظيم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.